never thought it hit this part of town. First shot, probably should have warned ya. What's going down? They're drawing.
All right, there's Lily Winwood and Don Gallardo, but they're sitting in studio with us right now. They're not just sitting, they're actually standing. That's mm-hmm. you know, that's how committed they are to their art, that they stand as opposed to sit.
Just who they are.
Yes, and they're about to play their new single for us. And all right, so now Lily Winwood has been here before.
Yes, I have indeed.
And
but she was here in February. Slightly different feeling to the Chicago area back mm-hmm. in February than it is today.
I do remember you looking out and seeing sheets of ice out on the lake and making some sort of a sad commentary about what was happening.
I'm wearing shorts today.
Yes, exactly. We're very different. It's a very, very different thing. And we saw you at Haymarket. You're going to be at Haymarket again yep. tonight. The two of you guys are going to be at Haymarket tonight at 7:30. And then tomorrow night at Martyrs, which is one hell of a joint, I got to tell you right now.
It is. What a
now.
Great venue.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that place.
That is amazing. And then on Saturday night, you people can't leave Chicago, can you? 12th Annual Oak Park Microbrew. So visit oakpark.com yeah. for details on that. And all right, so now the two, I think you were telling us about this when you were here in February that you were working on.
Oh, really? I don't think that was even really a thought.
Really?
Back then.
You were telling us something.
It started in the end of it was like end of January, early February.
Oh, really? Okay.
You said you would be back here with something else, so I'm assuming that's what it was.
Right.
Unless, Don, there's something we need to tell you.
Well, actually, I think you worked on a whole, you have a whole record.
Yeah, have my own solo record coming out. I mean, I really shouldn't be talking about it because it's just a thought as of right now. But
well, you did this last time, so you were just thinking last time.
I'll remember it, and then the next time you come, they'll bring it up.
I promise. I promise it's a real thing. But we're looking towards the end of this year, so I'll keep you updated. I'll be back.
We hope so. Thank you.
And so how'd you two meet?
Just East Nashville shenanigans. Uh-huh. I think in a bar, maybe.
Edgefield, probably.
Yeah. Now, you don't sound like it, but you are from Nashville, right, Lily?
I am, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mom is from there.
I'm purebred, who the hell knows?
So right.
My mother's American, my dad's English.
So. Right, yes. And you, but you spent time as a kid in Nashville.
Yeah, like summers.
Right. And then back in England, and I think that's where we're getting the accent from.
Yeah.
I think I'm hearing a little bit of England in there. I don't know if I'm right about that.
Right. Yeah.
Although, it's very far East Nashville. That's really East Nashville. Yeah, East Nashville
really
on the Thames is what it is.
Southern English.
Yes. And and Don, you're from California, right?
Yes, sir. I'm from Northern California.
And you start, and then you came into the sort of the country Americana.
I've been doing it for years, and I moved to Nashville about 11 years ago. I played the Fillmore in San Francisco about 15 years ago, and I opened up for Roseanne Cash, and her band saw us do our sound check, and they came into our dressing room and said we should move to Nashville. And it took me about 2.5 years to really do it. So from at that point.
You know, my next door neighbor told me I should move to Nashville too, but for tax
implications.
For tax implications. That's what everybody's moving to Nashville. It is a very cool town. But are there too many people moving to Nashville, mm-hmm. Lily? You can answer
officially.
That because it's like mm-hmm. you're from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, too many, right?
Yeah, we were talking about how Michael over here, he was talking about how Chicago traffic's bad, but really Nashville's just getting because there's no public transport.
And then they voted down the public transport because the Koch brothers got to them.
Well, by the time they build it all, it'll be like 12 years, so it'll just keep getting worse and worse. So I don't know. I'm not going
to. But the artist community in Nashville, I mean, you walk around
phenomenal.
Nashville.
Oh, my gosh.
Between what's going on Broadway, which is, you go into any, and it's very touristy, but you can walk into any bar or nightclub or restaurant, and there's somebody playing a guitar in there, and you're like, they may be the best you've ever heard in your life.
So much talent and so much collaboration because of the music center that it's become. It's amazing.
Right. And then the taxes are low, and then you got the hot chicken, and then you got
Jay Cutler, our former quarterback.
You got Vanderbilt, beautiful, good medical, very nice. And then and then was it Belmont, right? That's got the school of music management. Which is very important. Mm-hmm. So everybody comes out of that and immediately thinks that they're a tour manager. So you got that going.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. All right.
You know what's going on.
Yeah, that's so accurate. That's
Nashville, baby. All right. So let's talk a little bit about the single here. All right. So you guys collaborated on this. This was just a thought just a few months ago.
Correct. Well, I was in Mexico. I did a festival in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Joan Osborne. And a bunch of other bands, Cordovas, and were playing it. And I went down there and I played, and then I got back and I decided to barricade myself in my music room, and I wrote this 7-song EP/album. And then Lily and I were drinking at Edgefield one night, and we were chatting, and I'm like, "You should come and sing."
Good to get a plug for the restaurant or the bar. Yeah.
Well, it's no longer there. So.
If you'd only been here, not possible. If you'd only been here a couple months ago, we could have saved the place. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. So then she came in and sang, and it. I'd heard her sing before, and I thought our voices would be really cool together.
So here you are.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So here's what it happened, and it's called "In the Name of Good Intentions."
Correct.
That is what it's called. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, Lily Winwood and Don Gallardo, "In the Name of Good Intentions."
The song is called "Shine a Light on Me."
The song is called "Shine the Light on Me."
That's correct.
The record is "In the Name of Good Intentions."
The whole new collaborate. That's okay. All right. Cool. Now I've got it right. Take it away. Give us a second.
You didn't go to that broadcast school or that school.
I didn't go to Belmont. No.
Belmont, right.
Days are getting shorter and the nights are getting long, and everybody's singing to a different song. Winter's getting colder and summer's running hot. Take nothing for granted, give the best that you got. Oh, won't you shine a little light on me? Oh, won't you shine a little light on me? So you try to carry onward as you head on down the road.
Sometimes the bridge is out, so choose a different road to go and keep your head up high, moving ahead.
Believe in your dreams and every word that you said. Oh, won't you shine a little light on me? Oh, won't you shine a little light on me? Shine a light on me. Oh, won't you shine a little light on me? Don't you give me none of this, don't you give me none of that. Be kind to everybody wherever you're at. You can have some low times and you can have them high. You can make the world delightful. Oh, won't you shine a little light on me? Oh, won't you shine a little light on me? Shine a light on me. Shine a little light on me. Oh, won't you shine a little light?
Wow.
Amazing.
I'm also in their echo chamber, too. So just in case it's going, wow, that's
awesome. You guys
awesome.
Are awesome.
Shine a little light. Or how do people find that record?
That'll be out September 20th, but that song is out right now on iTunes, and the one you played earlier is out. Will be released tomorrow.
Okay, can we do that one next? Can we do another song? Are we ready? No. Okay, hold on one second. Let me tell you this.
Great tour manager skills, Ro.
Yes.
We just drove 8 hours for both.
Baby, darling, sweetheart, listen, Bubby. I don't think that they said they would do one song.
Right. Right. Let's just listen to them. Okay.
Right. That's all they said they could do, and that's fine. That's all you got. All right.
You're lucky to have it.
Tonight.
Saving all voices.
Tonight at Haymarket, 7:30, and then Martyrs tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, and then on Saturday go out and see me in Oak Park, 12th annual Oak Park Microbrew.
Three opportunities.
There you go. Lily Winwood and Don Gallardo. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you guys.
We appreciate it. All right, let's check in. We've got David Jennings in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. What is coming up?